The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Isn't that funny how come thing happened to you, then you gotta help the other people get through it? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
No,
you know,
it's...
They need to know that I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
And that's important, you know? And I think sometimes, you know, dudes such as yourself need that, like... reaching out sort of thing, because you'll, like, fucking... tough it out, you know? Yeah. What I mean?
Oh, sure.
So you probably need some people to, like, fucking, you know, kind of like reach and fucking...
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been good. I think it's been good and help, and like, I think it's also like made me a little more neurotic.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. But I guess it's like getting it out of the way all at once, in the sense, you know.
Yeah,
because like if I don't know, didn't have that thing, I would have just come home and then I would have played video games and I would have just like kind of like let it push it down, you know what I'm saying, sort of thing. And like, I've just not been able to like do that.
I think it's ultimately good, because it means you're just going to process the whole thing
right.
faster.
Mm-hmm.
yeah absolutely. And for folks who don't know what we're talking about, refer back to our previous episode
on January 8th episode, I think is what it's going to be, or something like
some
that
fun, so, yeah, fun times.
But we're all business today. We're back in business, except that Mom Phone gives us a continual avalanche of static interference.
How do we know it's not your fucking transformer phone?
It's a fancy case that moms everywhere embrace. Look at that.
I have to do it for my mom.
It's a mom case.
I have to do it for all the moms out there.
It's a mom case that the moms embrace.
They do. Yeah. That's good.
And it's just fucking with our show all the time. It always has. So every time you hear that little jiggly, I got to...
It's not every time.
It's
got to be you sometimes,
that,
too.
It's always that mom phone.
I don't know.
I can't remember a single time that it's
a single time. I can remember at least one single time where this is where it happened.
That my phone's messed with it. Really?
Yeah.
You can think of a time.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the last week's episodes are about.
Yeah, I do.
You're just creating a
robbery.
You're creating a scenario in your brain.
Look, I just thought of it. There it is. It was that one time where you were down here.
When people look up and to the left, that means that they are fabricating.
Hey, this is the right, though. This is my right. And he's looking at his phone. Hey, I just came with a retort. He's just fucking deep in line. He wasn't even listening. Okay, welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe, everybody. Oh, we have fun. My name's Spenny, and that's Craig over there. Craig's a...
I'm loading a bowl.
Craig's loading a bowl of some dankity dank. Yeah. What you loading up there, Craig?
It is some Don Cristo.
Oh, Don Cristo. OG.
Don Cristo. And I've got this nice little mini shredder.
A little grinder, like
from,
a nice
from
one.
From Frontier Farms.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, I've always wanted like a nice metal
nice.
Grinder, and I don't yet have that, but like this is
it's close.
A step in that direction.
It's a step in that direction for sure. It's not plastic.
No, it's not plastic.
Right.
But for some reason, it feels like the weed is sticking to the magnet, and that makes me a little nervous. You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's something. The magnet is in the center of the shredder, you know. So like, it can the grinder, and like sometimes weed can like get down in there, but it seems extra sticky on the magnet.
Extra caked, huh? Hmm.
So I don't know what kind of fertilizers, like the folks that are cooking that.
Probably organic.
It's probably organic. It's probably fine.
Anytime I see my weed crackling and popping like the 4th of July, I just say to myself, it's probably organic.
Yeah. Where is it from? Where would those those chemicals be coming from? They're not coming from space.
Right.
You know,
they're coming from right here on the planet.
What is it made on Earth?
Right.
Organically.
Exactly.
It's all an organic.
It's all organic. Trash is organic because it came from the planet somehow, right?
Right.
So boom, baby.
It's made by human beings using science,
right?
Which is totally organic.
It's organic. It just happens.
Because that's what human beings do.
Right. There we go.
No, it's all.
It's all organic,
100%
baby.
100% organic.
That's right.
That's it. You can't not be legit.
Yeah.
As far as organic goes.
Right. You can't have something that isn't organic.
Unless you're like Freebase and some moon rocks or some shit.
Right.
And even then, most likely, technically, a lot of it came from Earth.
Unless it came from like some fifth dimensional beast, some fifth dimensional wandering.
The moon?
No, just some substance. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was still talking about moon rocks. Okay. No, I get you. No, if you found some other like interdimensional substance, then that would also be like. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Allow.
Okay.
Allowance.
Okay.
Allowance.
Okay.
Made.
Cool.
I'm
just trying to find where the
I shall allow. No, I thought you were talking about the moon being from another dimension. And I'm like, okay, I just don't have have the batteries to
not
get into
today.
your universe is alive thing today.
I don't have that.
This is a
new thing.
I don't
have the brain power for that either.
Maybe I could handle some of the old arguments again.
There would have been a Spenny that heard that you interpreted it that way and then would have tried to be like, yep, that's what I meant, and then this is why, but no, I'm not.
I have to say that this hat today is especially disturbing
because
it's kind of got like some extra eyes along the brim.
You know what's really, what's freaky? Here, check it out when I wear it like this.
No, you look like the black guy in The Incredibles.
Hey, Craig.
you look like the freeze guy. You're like a ginger freeze guy from The Incredibles.
What up? I'm Ginger Freeze. Hey, everybody. It's me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, put it on again here. I'll take a picture for the folks, and we'll put that up on the internet. It'll
we're
be
just
so
podcasting.
Much fun. Let me get a good shot here.
You know,
it.
We're just podcasting. This is me. This is who I am.
What's going on? Why is my phone
natural?
Not taking pictures? Oh, there
God
it is. Okay.
So for those of you at home, my beanie has two little eyes on it. And I'm pulling it down over my face where my real eyes are, and it makes me look like a weird cartoon character.
So pull that microphone away from your mouth a little bit there, just so we get a really good, like, that's gorgeous. Yeah. It's nice. No, I mean, I think that is the album cover.
That's what we've been waiting for, huh? Oh, my God. I look like a fucking special ed. Fucking permanent
instructor.
Special ed instructor.
You're an instructor
of special ed, not one of the students. That wouldn't be nice.
No, you look like really like some sort of disturbing futuristic like renegade superhero. You know, one of those guys that like I can't afford like really a costume, but I've got like this hat.
Right, some Watchmen
and I really,
type
like,
shit.
Like beaten some ass. Yeah. So I'm pretty much just gonna wear this hat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'll have to find a pretty embarrassing picture of myself, which I want to appreciate. I do want to thank you.
Did you like that?
For your welcome to 2020. I thought that was going to be the worst thing that happened to me that day. But it turned out to be just like a footnote. But like I looked at that. I'm like, oh, look at all these pictures. He's putting all the pictures of his good friends in there. And I'm like... And I didn't even think for a moment that I wouldn't be in the lineup. And I was in the lineup. And I'm flipping through. And then he puts the picture of me wearing my headphones with a cowboy hat pushed down over the top of my headphones. And then I'm also got like this gay man sort of like hand gesture going on at the same time. I don't even remember when he took this fucking photo. But motherfucker been sitting on this shit on his phone for a long time.
My favorite picture.
I'm sure
of Greg.
Many times he just stops at that one and he's like, fucking clown. And then he just goes on, I'm going to find a good use for that someday.
No.
It was a fucking good morning.
Good
morning 2021 from Spenny.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I just had to introduce all your friends to the Spencerelli nickname.
Oh yeah.
And
no,
they all really enjoyed
they
it.
They do. They like Spencerelli. Spencerelli.
And I could have made a comment like, and oh, by the way, he doesn't like the name Spencerelli very much.
Which
is weird. You don't like it.
I don't mind it really.
You kind of had like some issues with it for
Spencerelli.
A while. Spencerelli.
Cuz I just don't like dirty Italians. That's why. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Spencerelli because it makes me into a fucking little fat little chef. who serves pizza. And you know,
it's so weird. I never understood that. Like, I don't know if I like the name Spencerelli. Maybe you said that to me one time.
Yeah, I know.
Like off air. Like it was like, oh, we gotta have like a Spencerelli moment.
Did we didn't have a moment about
Spencerelli. We had a meeting about Spencerelli.
No.
Whether it was like, you know, what's going on with this.
I didn't talk.
What's going on with this? I'm feeling kind of like, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to call you Spencerelli because it's funny.
You know, and it's one of those things. It's like this judo, mental judo I have to do where if I can get not mad at it and just be like, haha, then it's fun. It's not funny as much for you anymore.
Right.
What makes it funny is me being like, no, Spencerelli, that's not my name.
That made it more funny.
That made it more funny.
You know, because
right.
It was just a throwaway for me.
Right. Spencerelli.
Spencerelli. You know, it was one of those things that like if you would have just like played along with it, it probably would have never come up again.
But I did. But
I could also tell that it kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why does it bother me?
And then I'm like, oh.
Why does the Italian bother me?
I don't know why. I could tell that it kind of just made like the neck hairs stand up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know really why, but that's why I'm like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fuck.
Yeah. And it did. And then we actually had a little Spencerelli talk. And then I'm just like, you know, it's just funny. I don't think anyone's making fun of you, dude, like because of Spencerelli.
Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think it's like a...
Yeah.
It's humiliating. I don't see it as humiliating at all.
No.
And then you're like, well, I don't really know why I see it as humiliating once we kind of talked about it.
See,
I just don't like it.
I believe that. Did we have this talk on air? This was an off air.
No, this
thing.
Was off air. On air maybe a little bit too.
I feel like I've protested or I've pushed back or something like that.
And I think it was kind of like maybe you brought it up once in like the whole like separation of rock stardom and podcasting as like one of the things like, oh, I don't want them to know that like I don't want people to call me Spencerelli at the shows.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't.
Which I'm like, fuck, that would be so awesome.
Spencerelli.
Yeah,
why don't I like maybe it's because of my name actually more than the Italian part.
So you're easier with like Spencerella. You are better with that, like the feminization of it. You're more at ease with
than
the Italianization of it.
Spencerella, yeah, because with Spencerella, yeah, I don't know.
It sounds like Stripperella or like that weird
it's pretty
cartoon.
Out there.
There's that dirty cartoon that Stan Lee made called I think Stripperella with Pam Anderson as the voice.
Oh. Cool.
And why they had to have Pam Anderson do the voice of like a cartoon that was sexy? They couldn't just get like a really good actress to do the voice.
Right.
I guess that
she
was
had
fun.
To, you know, really fill the role.
That's L.A. for you.
That is L.A. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't. We can go into my psychology about Italians.
Spencerelli.
Yeah. Spencerelli.
What do we got on the docket today, there? Spencerelli.
I just found some hash. Oh, that's fun. Oh no, it was a piece of weed.
There's
just weed in my
just on you.
On me. And now I'm loading it.
So this is an episode that we like to call
Hit or Shit.
And in those episodes we look at Spotify at the new releases and like a bunch of dummies just kind of look at the names and like, oh, that one sounds like it might be okay. That one sounds like it's shitty. That one sounds like it might be okay. And then depending on our mood we pick one of them and then we listen to it and then we tell you
what we think
of it.
Yeah,
and we have a scale that ranges from hit to shit.
Right.
Or in the middle.
Scientific.
You see, that time I did it without any sort of metaphor or anything. I just said exactly what we do.
That is what we do.
Yeah.
But you said the dummies part. Like, we're not like dummies. We're like normal people.
Did I say dummies?
Yeah.
Oh, well, like dummies, we read the list.
Right.
I guess like normal people, but normal are
normal people are dumb, yeah. They are pretty dumb. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, we just kind of like take whatever Spotify gives us.
Yeah, it's true. We take the feed.
We could have
the
like
trough.
There could be like, you know, every all of our favorite bands could release an album and we wouldn't know if Spotify didn't tell us. You know, if iTunes and Spotify didn't
so
tell us,
sad.
We would have no idea.
So sad.
Yeah. It's odd. But it's also like really handy.
I need to smoke one after you fucking said that because it's sad.
Do you think that you would know? Let's say that like There's some bands that you would know. There's some bands I would know. Like if Radiohead came out with a band with an album and everybody like banned it except for like Radiohead promoted it on their website and shit, like I would still hear about it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure there are bands like that for you. Like
as far as checking their website,
or you're on their mailing list or some shit, like you would hear about it if like I don't know, like what's your main jams?
Currently,
which is all time, like you're all time, like plugged in, like you would have signed up for their
Opeth
fan club, Opeth.
Fucking, yeah,
like if Opeth came out of the band, and it came out with an album, you would hear about it somehow.
Yeah,
either through you or one of your friends, even though you know what I'm saying. Like you would hear about it without
needing
Spotify.
The internet. Yeah, yeah,
right. I guess that, like, yeah,
I guess so. I don't know. It's getting less and less, though, because now I think about it, I'm like, oh, well, I could, without Spotify, sure, because then I would have Instagram, which is actually how I find out people will share on their stories, like, or I'll follow an artist on Instagram. But if you take Instagram away and, like, Facebook and iTunes, now we're talking like, oh, shit. Fucking Gojira could maybe release an album.
And you would have no idea.
If I wasn't on the internet, I would have no idea.
That's probably true.
But if I wasn't on the internet, my life would look different. I'd probably go to CD stores or some shit, you know?
Well, sure.
So then maybe I would find out that way. Yeah. So it's hard to say, but yeah, those four avenues, plus like Google with some of the blogs, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the blogs I'll check out.
And
sometime.
I would imagine that maybe, like, if you didn't have your, like, ads hidden on Google, like, you would get ads for some of those things, too, maybe?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Some of the bands, maybe.
Yeah.
I would be more likely to get ads for some of the new things than you
did. I mean,
did
I would get ads for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be.
I just don't know how much, like, I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting. But you would get more like word of mouth. I think you would have better, like, I think one of my favorite bands could come out with something, and if I, you know, there'd be just no way that I would ever know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I don't, there's like not an old dude, hip old dude like network. Like there is like a hip, you know, your age network.
Right. No, I could ask like 10 people what they've been listening to.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. And it would be like, all right, here's all
and
the
I can ask,
shit.
And I can ask 10 people my age what they've been listening to.
Right.
And, like, really, like, other than a few people that I know would, like, I mean, Mindy would be, like, someone that would have, like, a good list
more
of people.
Current, yeah.
You know, there are some that are out there, but most of them would be, like, the same shit that they were listening to last time that we were hanging out.
Yeah, totally.
If anything. You know, like, oh, I don't know, I just listened to, like, the...
I just listen to Static on the radio now.
Rush Limbaugh or sports radio.
Sure.
You know, that sort of deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as far as what we're going to listen to tonight, I don't know what it's going to be.
Biebs?
Should it be the Biebs?
I don't
know. I feel like you want the Biebs.
I don't know. That's the only other one that I can remember from the initial read off. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Okay. I think Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Because we've done the Biebs before.
We have done the Biebs
before. I don't know
if
we've done the Foo, the Fighters of the Foo.
We have not done Fighters of the Foo.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
And they are a kind of a complex thing. So yeah, let's do the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah. What are they, got a new album or what are they doing?
It looks like a single headed towards a new album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Old Grohl. Is he got a drummer now or is he just doing it all?
What happened to the old drummer?
I don't know, he looks like
he's in the pictures.
He's in there. Okay, good.
Yeah, I think that guy was, I mean, he's not, he's looking very
but
skinny.
Does Dave Grohl still play the drums and just kind of have that guy tour? Isn't that the deal?
Is that what the deal was with the
There
Foo
was
Fighters?
At one point.
I know that's how it started for sure.
He went in and just totally
I know
it
the
all.
First album was like all Dave Grohl, maybe first couple, but I don't know about.
It's changed. Okay, maybe it's changed. I don't know.
I really.
He's just such a great drummer. Dave Grohl is such a great drummer. It's kind of a shame almost that he's not drumming.
It would be, yeah.
He's just like a guitar player. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. He's like a songwriter guitar player.
Right.
Where it's like he knows he can get the chords, he can fucking do this thing,
he
can fucking
kill
it solid.
Super talented
as fuck.
In that way, yeah. But like
He's not.
God,
like,
he was like a genius drummer. Yeah. In a way.
Well,
in,
just how
in
hard
the Ringo
he hits.
In the
There's
Ringo school and just the perfect. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like he had like that ability to not overplay it.
Yeah.
And be interesting at the same time.
We're talking about him like he's fucking dead. But,
I know we do.
But a lot of people have been dying, so you never know.
No.
No, fuck that. But this song is called "No Son of Mine."
Okay.
It is the second single off of a forthcoming album that I don't know the name of because I just see another single here from late 2020 called Shame. Oh, no. Okay. Their new album is called Medicine at Midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it says on this album cover here, and this is the second single from that.
And what was the first single called?
So first single is called Shame, Shame. That was released in late 2020.
Okay.
So this is No Son of Mine.
No Son of Mine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
The work of villains, the will of fools. If you believe it, it must be true. No son of mine. No son of mine. No son of mine will ever need.
I don't know. It's kind of like all their other stuff for me. You know, like I'm saying, like, it's good, you know, and like it's listenable and well recorded and all that sort of stuff. But it's just kind of blando, you know? It's just kind of like middle of the road. It's like the problem with rock kind of now. You know,
still
it's
very within the margins, within
right.
the lines.
It's just,
you know?
It's just, I don't know.
No, I completely understand. I feel and agree with what you are saying. And the Foo Fighters have been that band for me too, where I'm like, they've got a good amount of songs that I enjoy as far as most of their hits. Especially when I hear them now, I'm like, damn, this is like a well-written, like
yeah.
creative and thoughtful, but like rock and tune of
yeah.
the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
For when they were really like 2008, you know, they were had a good run, you know,
sure.
and those songs,
oh,
I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, like they are an important band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a doubt. And they deserve that.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
But the deep,
and
I never got in deep, though.
It's yeah. just, I don't know if there is a deep to get into.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird in that way.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is, there's like the quieter, you know, like they have good, Dave Grohl's good with dynamics
mm-hmm.
and like.
No, it's,
but
I don't
yeah.
know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just always been like this one, it's felt like this, like. Lacks a dimension. It's just, I've always felt like mm-hmm. it lacks a dimension. And maybe it's like his voice, maybe like it kind of bleeds out and it doesn't have like that inflection that I want mm. or something. You know, it kind of is like that. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
He's a shouter.
You know,
yeah.
and that.
Where we out of there.
Yeah. Ah. And maybe that like hinders it and keeps it kind of in that. Bland thing, but again
yeah.
like they even hit like in this one it felt like they just hit in that no
yeah
no. and it was funky but like I expect more from like my hard rock gods, you know, than like kind of like a Black Keys kind of thing.
It was. It had that southern bluesy rock thing
to it. It's like a trio. It's like a song that like a trio could do like really pretty easily. And this is like a five-piece band for me?
Something like that.
Whatever.
Four, I think.
I don't know. I just expect it's like, this is supposed to be stadium rock, so I want, like, more than it is, in a way, I guess. I don't know. And I've always kind of wanted that, and I have that same problem with, like, Queens of the Stone Age and, like, a lot of this, like, sister bands that kind of exist in that same sort of way. And then there are some of those stadium bands that give me way too much of that.
Right. See, you with know. Queens of the Stone Age, I have been way on board with them in a way I never was with Foo Fighters, you know.
Yeah.
Because to me, at least, like, it is like stadium rock, especially the recent shit, but like, you know, it had more of like a stoner, druggy, like, you know, from like the doom metal, deserty doom metal world vibe at the beginning, like those people doing alternative music that, anyway, not to get into Queens of the Stone Age, but I can I see this, the similarity where you're like, this doesn't really, it's kind of like this one thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I do think that there was different things going on with Foo Fighters, you know, when they first came out, but it seems like that hard rock genre that they are part of, it just boils everything until it turns into like that same shit eventually. It's just like, it's all going to be the chili, no matter what. Right. We're just going to keep cooking it.
Keep making that
chili.
And
some of that's a little gristly and some of that's a little spicy, but eventually it's just all going to be like the chili again, you know? And Foo Fighters is like that, just the chili, you know?
It is.
It's just like you turn on a rock station now, and if it's not them, it's going to sound just like that with somebody else singing or darn fucking close. And it's just kind of blando.
It's boring, it's gotten pretty boring at this point.
But it's successful. And I mean, it does like get on the radio consistently, and like people care about like the Foo Fighters more than they even do like Queens of the Stone Age. You know, as far as like pop culture attention is greater.
I've got another confession to make. I'm no fool. You know, I mean, like, that's a pretty, that's just like, that's pop echelon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They've had some gems, dude.
Yeah.
They've had some gems.
But and I don't want to just trash this song. I want to say, like, the beginning.
No, I've got to give this song a pretty high thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for what it is and what it's trying to do, it does a good job.
Right. Like, at the beginning, did the beginning fuck you up at all? Like, as far as, I had a hard time finding the strong beat for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the riff threw me off. It wasn't until they were fully going where I was like, oh, that's what they're going for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, a band, a pop, hard rock band is a, you know, pretty,
cool. That's
is a
cool
thing to do.
Cool thing to
you know,
do. Yeah,
and
sure.
I don't know. I'd
for
have to listen to it again to see if they, how, like, if it was how purposeful it was, because sometimes sometimes it's me being
I'm sure someone
stupid.
That truly, truly loved Foo Fighters, if those people exist out there, I've never met one that truly, truly does deeply love Foo Fighters.
I knew some in high school for sure.
But they could argue that my old curmudgeon ass and, you know, my bland argument, and they can say like, oh no, this is different for this reason and this is different for that reason. I guess I just maybe don't.
Well,
have like a super sophisticated
ear
at this time either.
I don't think that's the case though. I think that ultimately what it boils down to is you're spot on, because that there was that stuff that intrigued me, and then there was like, okay, where is this going? What are these sounds we're working with here, Foo Fighters? You know, we got this strange sort of chromatic bluesy riff, and then where it goes, you're like, oh, it's the chili.
Yeah, it's
you
the
like
chili.
Smells, you smell some cumin. You know,
right.
You're like, oh, are we having curry today?
Yeah.
And then, no, it's
and maybe
the
I just
chili
got, like,
again.
No hope. I guess I thought it was interesting at the beginning, but I knew the chili was coming.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's going to turn into chili. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, those look like some good onions, and those spicy, those are jalapeno peppers, are real bright and green, and look, they don't even take all the seeds out, so there might be some heat here, you know, but I know that it's all going
it's
in that
still
fucking
chili.
80 80 a gallon vat of just industrial chili.
Yeah, you know, so
no matter how spicy those two or three jalapenos are, like, it's still just going to be chili.
Still chili.
Yeah.
It might even be inedibly spicy chili, yeah.
But I mean, like, I will buy some chili, you know, and I will open up that can and, like, heat that slop up and put a little grated cheese on there.
Dude, once you've like resigned yourself to the fact that you're going to be eating chili,
right? You may as well enjoy it.
It's good.
And do what you need to do.
This is like human dog food, but I fucking love it. It's the best. If this is what dog food tastes like to dogs,
dude, it's probably real close to what dog food tastes like.
Then I would be eating that shit all the time too.
What would you do if you like just tasted dog food and it was just
amazing,
like, really fucking good?
Oh my god!
And then
god.
Like you'd be like, oh, I could just. Get this
I
for like
eat
a
this
lot,
instead.
It's a lot cheaper.
But you start getting really fat on it, and like you, I start like carrying dog food in like my pockets, and I'm just like eating little like,
oh dry. I wasn't even thinking dry. I was thinking just like the wet like cans of dog food eating
no,
it, like chili
dry.
But like
little crunchy crackers. Like you see me just like eating something like really crunchy. You're like, those nuts?
Was that a thing when you were a kid? Like when you were a little kid, like you'd be like, oh, you know, take a bite of the dog biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you and your friends. Like that was like one of the neighborhood dares.
Yeah, it was always a dare with the cousins. But I feel like one time my dad probably tricked my sister and I into actually eating it. Because I remember being like,
oh, shit.
And he's just like, you know, ooh. And we're like, nah.
Pour me another gin, Ricky. These kids are stupid still.
Yeah, they're still pretty goddamn dumb. Goddamn. They're eating dog food.
Oh, shit. No, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But I, because I know I've tasted it at some point in my life, and it just tastes like cardboard. You know,
yeah.
I'm
no, I remember food. Like tricking, like I don't know, some neighbor. I don't know if it was me that tricked the neighborhood kid into it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, well, yeah, that's the kid that ate the dog biscuit or whatever for like a long time.
Oh man,
I mean for like a long time. Fuck. Like I kept this fucking kid at like fucking arm's length because like I was like, whoa. I wasn't gonna do that, but like you fucking just
you
totally did
that,
it.
That's
you were like kind of cool with it, you know?
Yeah. Huh.
It's just like something that stuck with me. I don't know.
No,
so
understandably, I think when you're a kid, especially, you're going to be like, I'm going to keep my eye on that.
Yeah, keep an eye on
him.
That's
very different than
what
I would.
He's willing to do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a different level down than where I'm prepared to go.
Sure.
Yeah. What are you going to give this song, Spenny?
I'm going to give it a solid, ultimately, where it went was disappointing for me. So I'm going to give it a high or, I think a high or. It was bordering on a low hit, but then it just kind of didn't, my interest was peaked, and then it just kind of went into like he did like a Metallica-y thing at one point, was like, hey, yeah. I was just like, okay, I mean, it's just, what is
it's
this?
Not a good,
I don't know.
It's not a good thing of Metallica either that they do that even anymore, at least. And then there was also like kind of that 60s surf rock sort of feel to it too, that it had like that kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a perplexing one. I still wouldn't be opposed to listening to more from this album. You know,
no, me either.
But is it something I'm going to go fucking
seek it out?
Probably not.
I have to be honest with myself that no, I'm not going to do that probably. But I think I'm going to give it like a high or as well, because it's better than the standard shit.
It is. It is.
It definitely is. I mean, it's head and shoulders above the standard shit.
It's so close
to
a low
just
hit.
Not it quite really to my liking, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you, and it's just with the Foo Fighters, I think, in general. Unless it's one of their like great songs, it's just going to be pretty lukewarm for me.
And I do think that the great songs boils down to like his vocal performance.
Yeah.
And when he just gets all shouty like this, like it just bleeds out too much, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got to force himself to like not be angry and kind of sing it, you know? You got to kind of sing it.
Dave Grohl is such an interesting character because he's like so wholesome. He's like this wholesome like dad rocker guy who's always been like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And same with Foo Fighters. None of the chords or And I think this always bothered me when I was into grunge, but then would listen to Foo Fighters and be like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. What? He's not that sad. He's more like, and I want to tell you that I miss you. You know, it's more like fucking Bruce Springsteen or some shit than it is like this, some sad heroin addict that I would like.
Well, I didn't really want to get into this with it because I'm trying to leave this behind and be like positive about the Foo Fighters.
Right.
You know, but dude, the Foo Fighters are here. What? Here's what they are.
Uh-oh.
Kurt killed himself, right?
Oh, no.
Bad things happen to Kurt, right?
Yeah, right.
And basically what happened is there's this huge bandwagon of fans. And there was like the hardcore, like old punk, crusty punk Nirvana fans that loved Bleach and all that other stuff. And that's where Kurt was headed back to with In Utero. You know, and everybody that loved In Utero, like there's all this group, this huge army of folks that are like, okay, well, In Utero is not the same album. Like, I can't listen to this album.
Right.
But it has a couple songs off of it that I super duper love. So I still super love Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that last album. It's not even Bleach as far as being able to be listened to all the way through.
it's
a little bit tougher, you know. But the polished gems on it are amongst the shiniest that Nirvana ever did.
Definitely.
And what Dave Grohl realized, or like the record company realized, or whatever, you know, because we have to remember that Dave Grohl was like, oh, we need a drummer, and we've got a record contract, so here's like this reliable drummer.
That's what Dave Grohl was?
That's coming in, that can play really great, and like it's just going to be a really good fit for our band that now is on the label and that sort of thing. He was the last member of the band, and he just decided like, well, you know, I can either like do something that like head in the direction that Kurt would want to do, or I'm just going to make a band that is just going to make all of these, this huge like FM radio rockers that love us, just I'm just going to take those fans
and
cash out.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'm just going to keep it right where it needs to be to keep all of those dudes just happy. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's done. I mean, like he's turned it into a career. You know,
I mean,
he is just like, it is a 9-to-5. In as much as I think anybody can make it into a 9-to-5, like Dave Grohl has made it into a 9-to-5, and even when he tries to be like clever and rock gaudy or rock edgy and stuff, he'll be like, oh, we're gonna like team up with Rick Astley because that's like the most popular thing on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how we're gonna pick that,
right?
It's just really odd, dude. You know, and like, all respect, because he's a great fucking drummer. I mean, those fucking Nirvana albums are, he's like one of my favorite parts of like those Nirvana albums.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking A, like all respect for like a lot of Foo Fighters stuff. But that's what it is, dude. I mean, it is a total fucking meat wagon sellout.
Damn.
It is.
Damn, that's a pretty fiery indictment. No, I think you're right. I think that's what it sounds like. It sounds like, at least I guess it's a light devil's advocacy sort of.
It's a comfy thing. Rock and roll existence.
It's a comfy rock and roll existence.
And that's not very rock and roll.
It's not. No, and I would agree with that. But my only thing is that if that is who he is, really.
Right.
What he loves.
Yes.
Then to me, it's not fully selling out. To me, because if he was like, maybe he would have been, you know, down to do the Nirvana thing. And I always seem to remember him showing Kurt the Foo Fighters songs for like the first album and Kurt being like, please keep them, do your own thing. You know what I mean? Like with the way it sounded was, it was probably like, this stuff is so good, you should do your own thing with it, you know? And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
And then he did that. And
well, if that's the case, you know, and it very well could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That this is what he loves, and he's doing what he loves, and that is great. You know, maybe he is one of those folks that is just, like, perfectly lined up with that total.
He's like, I just want to rock out. Like, right. I just want to rock, you know? Or it's just like,
that's so weird to do something for that long with just that attitude. You know, like, that's just so, like, weird.
Well, I want to,
like,
make money.
I like the internet. Internet's funny. Yeah. What's funny on the internet? Oh, look, it's Rick Astley. Let's get him
Hell
on here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then we'll make some jokes about it. And, like,
because,
you know,
I feel like if you've got confidence and you've got energy, you can just move forward and people will be, especially if you were in Nirvana. You're just going to move forward. And I mean, and he is. He's a really good songwriter.
But is that guy the
person.
Guy that's in Nirvana? I guess.
I
you know, Nirvana was just mostly like Kurt and Kurt.
Kurt.
I guess.
As far as songwriting?
And as far as like attitude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the guy that's just like, you know.
No, he's the backbone of the whole
right.
thing.
He's like, maybe we could cover one of those Bachman Turner Overdrive songs
right,
or,
right,
you know, maybe
yeah.
a Bad Company song.
But that made it,
like,
I feel
off.
Like he made Nirvana more accessible,
yeah.
though, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like,
did.
Oh, okay, we kind of got like a gangly dweeb on the drums, but he's like, you know, kind of like ripped and a badass also. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like back then, he was a little more on the gangly.
Yeah, he was always kind of like the smart ass too of the in the interviews and things.
Really?
He was like always kind of like the, you know, the goofy one.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an interesting situation, man.
But
really,
that's the way it
know.
Felt. You know yeah. what I'm saying? That he just took like the most mainstream path out of Nirvana that he could take and just like
cashed
it out.
Dude. Yeah. No, it does. It's hard to not look at it that way, really. I mean,
and
yeah, and then the other guy went into politics, like local politics,
yeah.
some shit.
Yeah, no, he just hid for a long time, and then he went into it. Yeah. And then what's the deal with him and Courtney? I know that like him and Courtney Love hate each other, which is like almost I think everybody hates Courtney Love as
right.
much as possible. But like, do you know any details of that?
I don't really. I mean, I know that I'm sure there's been disputes over, like, Nirvana money and whatnot, but beyond that, I think that, you know, it's all these accusations of, like, besmirching the legacy and all these sorts of things. And
mm-hmm.
if the what's presented on the outside, Dave Grohl's, like, wholesome Foo Fighters dad, he's like, I was in Nirvana, but now I just want to go to the baseball field and have a Frank and fucking rock out. I got another confession. Yay!
So he's always on the side of, like, let's just leave Nirvana alone. And she's
I
like,
think so. And
let's
then,
put out some more.
Right,
like,
and she's raising Kurt's kid. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, there's, like, what's going on there? Like, who knows? Like, there's all these shady accusations against her, but of course, just unfounded internet shit. But still, like, documentaries have been made now at
mm-hmm.
this point about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see what the internet has in store. And then we can wrap this up.
Sure.
Courtney Love and Dave Grohl.
Yeah, why do they fight? Why don't they love each other?
In a recent interview with GQ, Courtney Love talked about her turbulent friendship with Foo Fighters singer Dave Grohl.
Oh, it's a turbulent friendship.
It's a turbulent friendship. Oh, turbulent friendship, Craig.
Oh, okay.
The
ex-Nirvana. I misjudged it.
How dare you? The ex-Nirvana drummer met Love when she began dating Kurt Cobain. Love described what it was like hanging out with Dave when he was younger. I like Dave very much. Dave made Kurt very happy. So that's the Google blurb. Yay.
Everybody
Nothing
loves everybody loves everybody.
Nothing to see here. Let's see. It's November 95, over a year since Kurt Cobain's death, and Dave Grohl is facing a day of questions about Courtney Love and Nirvana. Written by Everett True for Melody Maker and taken from Rock's Back Pages, we return to the band's first UK interview following news of their 8th studio album. What? Foo Fighters? Oh, because it's Foo Fighters. Yeah. I don't know. I think...
So he just probably talks some shit in interviews or
yeah,
whatever.
He's like, you know, people, they're going to be like, what do you think about the people who say he sold out? And he's going to be like, what, am I going to be a studio drummer for hire? That sounds like what he said. Well, am I going to be a fucking studio drummer for hire
yeah,
again?
Yeah,
like I was. Which is the point, you know?
Yeah.
Got a taste of the big life. Got a taste of the big leagues. What, are you going to go back and, you know?
Yeah,
but,
it's true.
But apparently their 20-year feud has ended,
okay.
You know. And
well, good. Thank God.
In 2014. So
thank God. Okay, I'm slow in the uptake and I'm not following it.
I don't know.
Everybody loves everybody. It's nothing to see here, folks.
Well, okay, no. I'm looking at the history just really quick.
Oh, there is.
It was just disagreements over surprise. Nirvana's name and fortune.
Yeah.
You know, she was always saying Courtney was always saying Kurt Cobain was Nirvana. He was Nirvana. And that she and his family members were rightful heirs of Nirvana fortune. Oh, what a fucking cunt, dude. 1/3 of that shit is fucking plenty for you, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who are you to argue over? Like, is that what Kurt would? You know, I don't really know what Kurt would have wanted, obviously, but it's like, was she trying to get it all? I don't know. That sounds pretty funny.
No, I think, I don't know. It's hard to say what Kurt would wanted either right now. You know what I'm saying? Kurt would be a 51-year-old man right now.
Yeah.
50-year-old man. He was a year older than I was, I think. So I don't know. He would probably want most of it for himself, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, like, it probably wouldn't be worth as much as it is now. You know?
Good point.
Because he wouldn't survive a celebrity assassin.
Right.
He would have not made it through. He got canceled.
Yeah, so they're saying, yeah, since Cobain's death in 94, his widow and his former bandmates have been at odds. Love sued Grohl and Novoselic in 2001 to dissolve a limited liability company that had been established to control the defunct band's finances and other affairs, and the two countersued in an attempt to remove Love from the LLC, according to Rolling Stone. Interesting.
Yeah. So money.
Money.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know Courtney Love, like, if that really brings in the dollars like it did in 1993. You know, I really think that, like, she's not getting on a whole lot of, like, Celebrity Apprentices. Yeah.
Very true.
So, but anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're giving it, like, two high whores? Is that what we get? Two whores?
Yeah, two whores.
Two whores?
Two whores in the basement.
Oh, Lordy. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we're doing, and that's what we do for you folks.
We're just
your basement whores.
Two whores in a basement.
We are your very special basement whores, and we're going to just keep on hanging out here in the basement
keep
for you.
Keep on whoring
out. That's what we
whoring
do, and
out.
We appreciate you turning in and riding us around when you feel like you need to. Yeah, Spencer bitches, but he doesn't mean it.
Right, I can take it. Right, I'm dead inside. No, it's fine.
All right, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.